Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Use it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there that we update every single day. Read, listen, watch, whatever you got on your mind, whatever you like to do, we've got it there for you. And anywhere from 5 seconds to 15 minutes. Having a great visit with our new friend, Lisa Bodell. She's a new friend, but soon to be an old friend. We're gonna hang on to her. She's got a lot to teach us. Her new book is called Kill the Company. She's the founder of FutureThink, FutureThink.com, by the way. Check that out. The book is available wherever books are sold, right, Lisa?
That's exactly right. Wherever they're sold, especially on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And you can also go to my website, KillTheCompany.com.
Yeah. All right, so check that out, too. Folks, it's all about innovation. That, you know, we've been talking about innovation for a while here, haven't we, folks? A long time, and how the future of your company is going to require you to be innovative. But you can't be innovative if you're wondering, you know, how can we be more innovative? We're not pulling it off. It might be that you're, as Lisa told us earlier, your policies, your structure, your maybe some fiefdoms, some firewalls that have been put up around your organization. People who've been allowed to sort of take command of your company, almost to commandeer your company. You got to get out of your own way. And today, Lisa, the marketplace is not going to wait on you if you don't get out of your own way. It's going to run right on by you, isn't it?
That's exactly right. I mean, people keep talking about a few things I think happen in companies. One is there's excuses why things can't happen, so people don't move. Or people get into this rut where they say, you know what? Well, you know, our products are pretty good. Things aren't that bad, and they become complacent until all of a sudden that dimmer switch rises, and they go, oh, my God, where did this competitor come from? So, you know, my premise in this book is to be more proactive and ask the hard questions by, you know, the big exercise is kill your own company. How would you put yourself out of business and use those weaknesses you identify to turn it around right now before somebody else does it to you?
One of the things that will kill your company quicker than anything is the mass exodus of customers.
Yeah, that's true.
And so if you can't, you know, if you want to find out, to me, if you want to find out the best way to innovate and to get out of your own way is put customers in your way. Put customer expectations in your way. What do you think?
I love it. In fact, let me give you two anecdotes I think are great for that. You know, we worked with Starwood Hotels, one of their brands, Westin, and they do some really cool things when they do focus groups. They don't talk to the usual suspects. You know, so many companies here, they always talk to the same people over and over again to tell them what they want to hear.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't do you any, good.
Like trained dogs or something.
Well, exactly. So what they do is they bring in people that have fired them, meaning they bring in customers that have called up customer
good
service and said, yeah, we think you're terrible. So, and what was cool about that is they brought in people and they turned the frown upside down, so to speak, and they weren't afraid to hear the hard things. They heard more detail on what really bothered people, and they knew specific places where they needed to focus to fix and, you know, and kill so they could get ahead of the competition rather than just sitting there and saying, well, our brand's pretty good. You know, those customers aren't right. They really took a hard look, and I thought that was really unique.
They believed what they were being told, didn't they?
Well, exactly.
So many times we hear things and we say, well, you know, everybody, that person just woke up on the wrong side of the bed, or you can't make everybody happy or whatever.
That's right.
You should start believing these things, shouldn't you?
Yeah, I agree. Well, the other thing, too, is, you know, people are tired. They're just so busy. I mean, I'm sure you got a to-do list a mile long. You got meetings, you get emails. You know, having to then take on someone tell you that about something's not right or hearing about another problem, it's the last thing you want to think about. But unfortunately, you need to, because it gets back to the whole premise you mentioned and killing the company. You know, if you don't start working on those problems, someone else will. So you might as well be the one to do it before you get put out of business.
Well, the big thing that's happening right now, Lisa, that I've been talking about for a long time, is the transition from what I call the age of the seller, where you and I had control, to the age of the customer, where now our customers have control.
That's right.
And the problem we have now is customers have new expectations like never before. Not only new expectations for what they want, but new expectations for how they want to receive it, how they want to contact us, how they want us to contact them. It's all new, and it's taking our breath away, isn't it?
It really is. But, you know, a lot of the things that have been in the past still hold true. Like, I think customers, they want choice, but they also want to know what you recommend and the few things that you think are the most powerful. They want, they don't want you to just tell them what they want to hear. They want you to give them the honest answer of what you can do and can't do. So I think, you know, experienced business owners still have to hold true to their values, but they just have to understand that the consumer is much more empowered and be able to address it a lot faster.
Well, what you just said is very important, Lisa, because you just explained that value is important to customers, but values are becoming the corner of the realm.
I think you're right.
The authenticity, the transparency, those are the kinds of, those are values that people want to see, because value is basically expected, right? I mean, that's automatic these days, right?
Yeah, and people buy people. You know, yes, they buy products, yes, they buy brand, but at the end of the day, especially if you own a small business, you know, the small business owner tends to be the face of the company, and they're buying you. If they know you have good values and they trust you, well, they'll go with it.
And folks, if you're in your own way, along the lines of what Lisa and I have been talking about, her book, Kill the Company, will help you get out of your own way so that you can be successful as we move forward. Lisa, thanks again for being here. KillTheCompany.com, right?
You got it. And thank you so much for having me.
Oh, yeah. The book's great. Folks, check it out. Lisa, come back again real soon.
I'd love to. Thanks
Enjoyed
for having,
having
me
you.
Today.
We'll see you next time. Lisa Bodell, ladies and gentlemen, with two L's on the end. Quick break. I'm Jim. One J, one I, one M. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.